Lyric Theater at Illinois brings Mozart's The Marriage of Figaro to the Krannert Center of the Performing Arts for three shows starting tonight at 7:30. Lyric Theater co-director Nathan Gunn is the stage director for this production. I spoke with three actors performing this week. Teresa Latuma is playing the role of Cherubino, Jason Pandelidis is playing Basilio, and I started by asking Jamil Brewster about her role as the Countess.
Well, I've done Marriage of Figaro several times, and I've progressed my way upward in roles, which is interesting. I started as Barbarina, and then I've been Susanna, and now I'm the Countess. And it's so interesting to have played all those other characters and to see the differences between them. I feel like the Countess by far is the most serious character in the opera. She's very heartbroken. She's very, very sad. But it doesn't take away from the funness of the opera. It's still very, very fun to perform. There's still a lot of comedy, and you get to see that. But it's an interesting character to be in this opera that's full of just, like, silliness and fun, and to be this, like, one serious person.
Yeah, and I think just wanted to ask each of you just about, you know, the experience of doing this opera in the Lyric Theater program, you know, working with Nathan Gunn as the stage director in this performance. You know, what's that been like for you to kind of draw on Nathan's experience on stage as you put on your own production here? Teresa, how about you? What's the experience been like for you?
I've been you know, honored enough to do a couple of productions with Lyric Theater in the past, but maybe because of where I am in my development, you know, I'm older now and stuff. I've just been very profoundly grateful to have the experience to do this particular show with Nathan Gunn. So when he's on stage with us and he's, you know, sometimes modeling a gesture or move, I can't help but think, you know, the many artists that he's done this show with and variety of productions and you know, just how honored we are at Illinois to get to work with someone that has had as big of a career as he's had, especially with, you know, this production. And so I would say just, you know, also I would say Nathan Gunn has been a very good model for me of different things that young men do. I didn't have many young family members close by in my life growing up. And so he, through scene work and stuff like that, he's really kind of showed me, you know, just different things that young boys do when they're just fiddling around or they're, you know, moving from one place to another or how they stand or, you know, even how they put their hands in their pockets. So he's been very much a supportive role in that, you know, gaining that stage presence with this role.
For sure. And, you know, we've touched a little bit on the costuming for this show, but I think it sounds like the audiences will really be taken by what they see on stage, just the colors, the flair. Yeah. And Jason, how about you, your thoughts on the costumes for this performance?
Yeah, there's a really great progression for a lot of characters, and which makes it even funnier because my character, who has very little progression, because again, he's just there for the drama. I wear all black the entire show, even at the end when like everything is everything comes to a close and everyone's happy. Everyone is mostly in light colors, but Don Basilio is like still in all black, still sleazy, but he's like, okay, I want to be on the winning side, sort of. But the costuming is so cool. I have this little like puffy jacket that has some nice shoulder pads and that like doesn't close all the way and it like cuts off at the waist. And it's so fun to walk around and like feel the little tails I have on my jacket. And I, of course, have a pocket on the inside of my jacket for my cigarettes because they never leave me on the stage.
That's Jason Pandelidis, Jamil Brewer, and Teresa Latuma, three actors in Lyric Theater's production of The Marriage of Figaro. It opens tonight at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana, with additional performances Thursday evening and Saturday afternoon. Find more details, including ticket information, at krannertcenter.com.